everyone. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here again to do some wonderful healings with all of you. And it's interesting how these healings work, because they're basically instantaneous with no processing on your part. And this is what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. So if you're new to the show, I'd like you just to scroll down on the Creation Lightship page and bring up the little light beam that's there. And she's about an inch down on your scroll bar underneath the blinking flower and the different little testimonials that we have from people that have sent us different things to post. And we're going to activate her right now. And this will be the females coming in. We're going to bring three females into this light beam. Sometimes we bring male energies in, and this is going to be three females from the light ship. And you may start to feel them as they enter your room. And the light ship only works heart to heart, so if you try to mentalize this energy, it won't be there. So you must actually feel the heart energy. Your body will also feel the energy, so if you can kind of turn your mind off, your body will actually be warmly greeted with these energies too. So they're coming in right now, and they're here. So Sylvia, are you there?
Yes, I am. Welcome, everyone, and wow, what a great way to start out the evening with these three wonderful light beings coming through. So I just love to sit and watch that transformation on the monitor as they come through and activate that picture. And if you're new to this program and this is the first time that you've seen this, you're in for a big treat. Just make sure you have the Creation Lightship page on BBS open, and then just scroll down like Ron said and you'll see the picture of the light being there. And then you can actually see the colors change, the more light that comes from the forehead and from the eyes, and you'll feel the whole energy shift as that transformation takes place. It's very wonderful, and like Ron said, it's not something you can mentalize, which is why you want to feel it from your heart center and just go with the energy there. So I guess over to you, Ron, to complete that.
Okay, so we're going to do first is some entity releasing from people, and these entities are typically Earth-based energies from the Earth Spirit. Remember, the Earth Spirit gave you your emotional body so it could sample more love. And that's the initial intent. And it kind of changed some of its energy. So now it's like a self-defense energy. For us, we get upset quite easily. And anything that's in judgment now is stored into this body, where before it was just designed to store love energy of non-judgment. So it switched from going to non-judgment into judgment energies. And these emotional bodies are people who passed on. And for some reason, they don't get returned back to the earth. I think the dark side somehow intervened and severed that connection to the earth spirit. And hopefully in the future here, maybe the near future, the light ship, as it comes closer into our reality here, will correct that problem, and maybe the entities won't be living here any longer, and they actually attach to us because, remember, they're a life form, and they need spiritual energy from the spirit or from a living body to live on, and a living body. Either way, it works. And so as long as you have a living body, entities will come into you. And unfortunately, they bring to you traumas and dramas of their life. This is a body that has complete memory of a life of someone who lived here on the earth plane, along with all of the memories of all the body hoppings and probably the millions of physical bodies that they've been into along the way. And then they finally come into you with all their stuff, their baggage, their addictions, and they choose you because you resonate with something that they like. And then they come into you. Why do they come into you? Because the most humans on this planet are not in their bodies fully with their spirit. So that creates a void, and when you have a void, what gets filled up is the energy in your body, and these store places where your spirit should be these like little, say, cubby holes are filled up with entities. And then they run your life for you instead of you running your own through your spirit. So that's kind of how it works. So we're going to do a release now of these for you. You can watch the light being on your monitor screen if you wish. And she's fully activated right now. There's three light beams coming through. In fact, we'll just change the energy slightly here. We're going to ask to have two of them step back a little bit. And they will have their own particular vibration. You might even feel, in a sense, maybe their personality slightly changing here a little bit. So the first two are going to walk away now. I'll just count to 10 as they leave. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There, now we have the first one. And just kind of look and feel the energy of the first light beam. And remember, they're like we are. Each individual, again, you know, has their own frequencies. Okay, we'll ask number one to step aside, and we'll bring in number two. And again, this is a female energy. Here we go, coming in stronger. There she is. Okay. And wonderful. Thank you for showing yourself. And now we'll ask number two to leave. And we'll bring in number three now. And number three is coming forward. There we go. Number three is coming in. And this one to me has a little more of a smile on her face. How does it look to you, Sylvia? Do you feel the same presence there?
I was just really enjoying that experience of sensing the different energy of each one and having that chance to communicate with that specific one. That was just wonderful. And, yeah, I'm seeing a real soft glow around her, a lot of pink energy around the head and a kind of a smile on the face. It's really beautiful.
Yes, so now we'll have had the other two come in with her, and they're going to help you tonight for healings that we'll be bringing through from the light ship. And now they're all activated here. So I'm going to take away some entities, and like I said, these are, in a sense, spirit energies. Normally you use the word spirit as the energy that's looking out of your eyes. That's the divine energy. And that comes from your heart, and as your spirit is able to make that link in your consciousness, your spirit can look out of your eyes. That's why people's eyes who are more, we'll say, spiritually evolved, more awakened, will look brighter. And people who are not as awakened will look dull in their eyes only because they're not home as much. So remember the old saying, life's on nobody home, and if you're not home, who is? That's why some people, when you look at their eyes, and they're kind of scary looking. And also, if you look at people who wear sunglasses, you know, dark sunglasses, they may feel kind of eerie to you because you can't make that connection to the life form like yourself. So you don't know if you're looking at a being that isn't even from this earth because you can't see their eyes. So this is why you want the eye recognition. So you might think about that. Like we say on this show off and on, the words of Jethro Tull, I can make you feel, but I can't make you think. So hopefully we're able to make you think on this show here. So we're going to take away entities now that work from being released. Your spirit is helping this from your feet, going up knees, ankles, hip joints, toenails, everything now in your legs down to the bottom of your feet are being released now of entities. And you can always request healing, too, in different areas as this is happening. And as these entities are released, we'll be bringing back your spirit into these areas, which must have them, your spirit integrated with you. So we'll never leave a void so you can attract more entities. And now we're going to bring in your spirit into your legs. This we're doing a little different on this show here than most, so we're going to bring in this energy into your legs now. So you can feel it instantly, and your legs should actually feel heavier. And we have like some comments about our one-hour healing session tonight. We did special water healing, so for those of you who were not on the one-hour call, which is $20, we did entity water tonight. We did mouthwash water and water for your skin. So we had a really wonderful time tonight. Okay.
Yeah, I'd like to comment on that, too. We have, see, someone on the fast chat is mentioning that the mouthwash really helped, the mouth rinse water that was activated was really helping their throat. I think another person on the call was talking about how wonderful that is for their mouth and the dental work and things that they're going through. So that's great. And I just love the skin water. You know, you activated the water for the skin and you just put it in a little spray bottle and you can just, whenever you just want to refresh your skin, you can just mist with that. And it, I don't know what it is about that water, but it just really feels great and kind of gives you a glow, and it's just wonderful.
I had
those
comments.
Are some of the little perks about being on the the conference call is getting these wonderful waters to help your mouth and your throat, your skin. Also, that special water to help clear the entities from your body. So it's great.
I've had people comment on the skin water. They had growths that they maybe had for years. Maybe moles or something like that. Could have been some type of cancerous growth or some type of growth. And after maybe a few days of putting the water on it, I'm told that they just kind of softened up and fell off. So that's real nice, too.
Oh, that's great. Wonderful.
Here we go. We'll do some more work here, starting to work with your internal organs now, working with your center portion of your body above the waist. And now we're going to be working on your shoulders and arms, fingers, hands, and everything else associated with that here. We'll do the neck and head last here. So we're going to bring in more of you into your body now. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And coming in some more, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wonderful. Now we're going to work with your neck and going up to your head. And they're working with that now. So, again, if you have any concerns there, you might feel something moving around in you on your head, possibly. Maybe an entity is attached there. Just release it now. Ask your spirit to help you, and we're going to bring in more of your spirit. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Great. Okay, Sylvia, maybe we should do the chakra alignment, unless you want to do something else here.
No, that sounds like a great thing next.
Okay, so we're going to go to your heart center and reposition this for you. There we go. And it's like Butterfly is asking about me calling her. And, yeah, I'll be getting back to I have a lot of messages. I'm very, very busy right now. So, yes, I will connect with you. And I haven't seen the email. Maybe I'll have to double-check it again. So why don't you send me an email again, okay? That'd be wonderful. So here we go. Heart chakra is aligned. Going to your throat chakra here. Great. And third eye, wonderful. Going down power chakra below your heart. Great. Second chakra from the navel. And first chakra, base of your spine, your tailbone. And here we go. And that's good, Wade. Your legs are heavy. That means that you're more in your body. And we're going to open up your chakras. And heart chakra, here we go. Use the word spin to open it up. Spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, spin, open. You're pretty open tonight. Third eye, spin, 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 open. Not so good there, but we're open now. Power chakra, spin, 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 open. About the same. Second chakra, spin, open. That's really good. And first chakra, spin, spin, open. Great. So my voice stops automatically according to the group here, and it will go as long as it takes for the one that needs the most amount of work done. So my voice will stay open automatically when the chakras are proper. And here we go. We're going to do the mind-to-heart drop. This you do on every show. This you can do yourself. And you can think of your awakening consciousness maybe inside of your head, or just think of the elevator, the 10th floor being your forehead, and the first floor where your spirit resides in your heart is floor number one. So here we go, dropping down. Now to this slow, so you can actually feel the energy move. You're going to be moving your mental body. Here we go, coming down. So 10, 9, and you might feel it by your nose now. 8, 7, 6, maybe at your mouth. 5, 4, maybe your throat. 3, 2, 1, and now on the heart. We'll do this again. Just kind of concentrating to see if you can feel the energy moving. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And I'll just put the line on hold for a little bit here. You can have silence and talk with your spirit. And remember, it's in your heart center. And we'll be back in about a half a minute. Wonderful. Back to you, Sylvia. What would you like to do tonight?
Okay, well, let's see. I guess let me just take a minute to tell people, in case they're new to the program, how to communicate with us. If you'd like, during the program, you can click on where it says Quick Chat Live with Ron, right below the picture of the light being there, and just click on where it says Fast Chat, and that'll bring up a window for you, and you can type in a question if you'd like to have Ron talk about a certain topic, or if you have a request for something that you'd like to experience, so you can contact us that way, and we'll try to take up your questions or your requests. And thanks for all the guys that are on there right now talking about their experience. So let's see. I don't see any requests on there yet. So I guess let's just talk a little bit about the light ship and what's happening these days with the light ship. And we had a question the other day that I didn't get a chance to take up on the fast chat about how we're doing as far as percentage of light on the, I guess, on the planet or in the Earth area right now compared to how it was earlier.
I don't have that exact number. I know we have more from the light ship coming here. One indication is the sky is actually a different color. It's the older blue color that was here probably 20, 30 years ago. So if you look up at the sky and you happen to see it on some day where it's actually blue, you know, once the clouds move away, and maybe the chemtrails move away out of your sight here, you're going to see that it's a different color. That's because the light ship brought in this new energy a few months ago. And that's a nice thing. They're bringing in oxygen now off and on, different types, for us to sample down here on the Earth plane. So some days you might feel more awareness of healing, which will be from the oxygen actually coming to you. So they are doing this energy work to help us out somewhat. As far as the percentage of light and dark, that's still hard to say. I don't know what those numbers are. I know they are working a lot with the negative energies to release them from the light energy. That's what they're doing right now. And a lot of the extraterrestrial life forms that were created by the light that did not hold 100% light integrity actually had an early ascension because they were working against our free will here and allowing a lot of negative things to happen to us. And that's just much like the people on the planet here. There's you know, good people and bad people, and the ones that were actually being used by the dark side to take away your free will. And this includes, like, mind control, ET abductions, other things like that have been eliminated. And a lot of that is actually released now. So now the light chip is working with the energy of the so-called energy of the darkness that mimics the light. And they're working with that right now. Remember, like I mentioned on my lectures, and maybe not on this show, I think I may have once, but the darkness energy can actually, you know, it actually mimics the light like 99.9%. So our mind, our conscious mind cannot discern if you're going to a practitioner who is in the light or not. There's no way to know. The only way is to, you know, from the mind anyway, because they're using the mind to control you, to bring them to you to begin with. And the only way you're actually going to know if you're going to a light or a dark practitioner is to go to your heart center. This is the teachings of Jesus. This is what the light ship is all about, is to bring these teachings forth again. Because his teachings have not been here since he left 2,000 years ago, when the light ship left and left it up to the Galactic Federation to bring us our spiritual teachings, which they did not do. So they weren't in the light when they brought in what they had to bring into us. So right now the teachings are back again, and it's up to you to understand fully how simple it is, and that you have been basically told a lot of stories about the light. And unfortunately, the teachings in New Age metaphysics, is a lot of it is definitely contrary to the light shift's belief systems and what they're trying to teach you and help you out with. So getting back to healers who work in the dark but look like they're light, what happens is that the light has a more difficult time doing healings as compared to the darkness. Remember, in the mind control energy of the darkness, they created your situations for you. And so they have the exact, say, their spiritual blueprint, we'll say, of how they got you into the situation that you're in, illnesses, situations in your life. So they have the formula automatically when you go to a dark practitioner, and they can heal you instantly because they know how to undo what they've already done to you. And this is basically all mind control energies. And this is how a lot of people now are coming forth, doing all these miraculous healings instantly, and they're using actually dark energy. But to the regular person, you know, a healing is a healing, and I think this is wonderful, but there is residue involved with it. Unfortunately, there's always a trade-off. But when the light works with you, the light has to go moment by moment because it does not work in time. And when it goes moment by moment, it has to find out what the darkness has done to you to cause your physical problems. Remember, there's no karma in the light. Everything that you're dealing with here on the earth plane is here because of the darkness energies holding you here. This is why I always say that we're in a prison planet here. And unfortunately, this is the way it is here. And the light hasn't been here for a long time. So the light has to work in one moment to see what the darkness has done to you. And in the next moment, they'll figure that out and go to the next moment in time. And so they just go from moment to moment to moment by moment. This is why it's much harder now to do healings on everyone as it was when Jesus walked the earth 2,000 years ago. And the darkness has the ability to heal instantly because they gave you the situation that you're dealing with. And this is why, like I said, a lot of the practitioners now that are doing these instantaneous healings on people look like they're working in the light, but they're actually working with darkness energies. And it may not even be known to them, but they are connected somehow to the darkness. And the only way you're going to find out for sure is to go to your heart. And that's your only safeguard. Remember, it's not outside of you. You know, the energies of this God energy that churches pray to is extraterrestrial beings. And like what I had in the workshops here in New York, you know, I talked about the movie 10,000 B.C. And that's a perfect example of that, where these people from the stars, that's how the movie presented them, I'll use the word E.T.s, came here and enslaved everyone and captured them and had them do their work, you know, building pyramids and different things, and actually the killing and torture and everything else was involved with that. And this is just a good takeoff of what's happened in our past throughout religions here, people sacrificing things, et cetera. I won't go into the negativity of this here, but once you realize that and you look at the energy of Jesus, what he was trying to teach everyone was to go inside, don't go outside of yourself. And this is just the way it is. So I'll turn it back to you, Sylvia. Maybe we can take a different energy, different angle on this here, or get out of it completely. Okay?
Yeah. Excuse me. So, yeah, I would say I just wanted to mention you were talking about the wonderful blue sky earlier, and we had someone on the fast chat mentioning that also a little bit ago. And for myself, too, the sky today was just the most brilliant blue, and it was just such a joy to just look up at it and see that color back again. So it's just wonderful. And you mentioned just a minute ago, we have a few requests, and we'll get into those next. But I just wanted to revisit one thing that you said a minute ago, which was that what the light, you were talking about the light ship's teachings versus what we've, you know, been taught in New Age metaphysics. And so could you just give us kind of the basics of the lightship teachings, just a refresher on those?
Yeah, the main thing is to go inside. Don't go outside of yourself looking to do things on a spiritual level, because it's all inside of yourself. You have all the answers once you connect. And unfortunately, I guess the ego portion of us and all the mind control that we have, that's directed to have us look outside of ourselves, and people get involved with doing like earth healings, doing where you're actually giving a psychic energy attack to the earth, which is very, very negative. People are trying to align with the grid energies of the earth for healing, thinking that it's their right to help the earth in its trauma. Remember, the earth spirit's bigger than you are, and it's the size of the earth. So your little consciousness is not ever going to affect the earth. I mean, it doesn't work. And the 100th monkey scenario only works in the mind energy. It doesn't work with heart because the heart doesn't have mind in it. And what I tell people, I say, well, when ascension time comes, since the mind is the controlling aspect of the negative ETs that are putting us into this situation down here, there will be no more mind energy. This is almost like the Antichrist energy, we'll say. And so this energy of the mind is the trap. And our ego wants to go into mind, and the best thing to do is get into the heart. And your heart does have a consciousness. So some of you will say, gee, Ron, well, if I have a mind, how do I stop using my mind? Well, what you do is you use your heart to guide you, and then you send out heart energy. The heart energy will never hurt or harm anything. Where the mind has battle of the minds, you know, and that's what causes wars, etc., and bad relationships and anger with people and judgment, and that's all mind stuff. Remember, your mind's always actively working, trying to outdo someone else, typically. So this is why you want to get out of the mind. But when ascension time comes, there will be no mind energy at all in existence in the light. So, you know, like if you're reading books about ascension and they give you some type of mantra to do, or maybe they tell you to go out and buy this little special tool for ascension or whatever it would be, that is no longer going to work whatsoever. All that you have left at ascension is your spirit. And then you have your body. And you want your spirit to be fully encompassed, connected to your physical body. It's very, very simple. So whatever you have done in the past toward ascension is just in the mental realm, and it will not help you whatsoever. So just go into your heart and understand that you have everything with you. And definitely don't pray to gods outside of yourself. And unfortunately, all of our religions are based that way, where you go into church and you do pray to gods outside of yourself. So you're giving them the power, your life force energy, and they're connecting into you, unfortunately, taking your energy away from you unknowingly, against your free will. Back to you, Sylvia.
Well, thank you for that. That was wonderful. And I'd just like to add to that that probably the best or one of the best and simplest and fastest ways that people can actually start that process of connecting more deeply, you know, with their own divine spirit and getting heart-centered and, you know, preparing for that ascension time is to get on Ron's conference calls, if you can do that at all, because they're just so wonderful, and they keep you moving along on that. You know, it's so easy to get bombarded every time you go outside and you hear this, that, and the other thing, and all these different philosophies and everything pulling at you. So when you're on those conference calls on a regular basis, you know, it just really keeps you focused on that preparation, and it's wonderful, and it's so easy to do. So I know that a lot of the listeners tonight are already going on those calls, but if you haven't checked that out yet, then I would just really encourage you to do that. There's every Monday, 5:30 p.m. Pacific time, Fridays, same time, actually Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays, same time, and then the very special monthly four-hour call, which is coming up in just about a week on the 19th. So I know that many people are waiting for a chance to have some healings tonight, so I won't say anything more about it right now, but just connect up with Ron on that if you can, because it's just so wonderful to do. So let's see, we have a request for if we can have an emotional body clearing sample and a mental body clearing.
Okay, so what we normally do is for these sample clearings, the clearings are effective 100%, just that they're not complete because the light ship must do your complete lifetime to make them complete for you. And so what is done is 100% done, and typically it's about an 80% clearing. So here we go. We're going to go back, since today's Friday, we'll go back from Monday. So we'll go Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and today. So from Monday, we're going to clear this energy of your emotional traumas or judgments that you had during that time. It's the same basic thing. Remember, we hold judgment in our body, which at some point will actually terminate the body from the dense energies. So here we go. On Monday, whatever happened to you, we're going to clear that. So sixth chakra cleared. Fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And Tuesday, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Wednesday, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Thursday, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And Friday, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. That's today. So again, like these clearings, people sometimes don't understand how come they work so fast. Well, this is the light ship doing it for you. You have all of your spiritual blueprints and templates up there, and they can clear them instantly. And this is not UFO extraterrestrial healing. This is actually divine healing from the light ship that created the light universe, and you're a part of that. So look upon your life right now, and look upon a situation that happened between Monday and now, and just see how you're sensing the energy, how you feel about it, see if it's still bothering you. It should be very distant to you. So I'll just give you maybe 15, 20 seconds here to look at that. And it should be distant. Once in a while when I ask this question to people, they get caught up in their old tapes about, oh, yeah, I can still see it. They don't go deep enough to look at the actual healing process of what happened to them. So sometimes people look at that, and they're strictly mental in their mind, and they don't have a clue of what I'm even trying to tell them because they don't get it. So now we're going to do a mental clearing, and this will help those type of people who strictly work with their mind and don't understand emotions whatsoever. And there's not too many of them, but we may have a few on the line here. So this is a mental clearing. And typically women mainly work on the emotions. So if you're a woman, you probably felt this energy quite nicely here as it got released from you. Or being a man, you may have just sat there and go, well, I didn't really feel too much. Now this is the mental clearing. And naturally both of us, male and female, work in the mental realm. But there are people who really work there all the time, and they're always analyzing and dissecting and trying to figure out something. So what this healing is going to do for you is allow you to have a little more peace in your mind. Your thoughts should be a little clearer, and it can get away, take away mind chatter. So here we go. And normally through the clearings, either one person or another will feel either one of these clearings. If they don't feel the other one. So we'll go from Monday, mental clearing, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, Tuesday. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And Wednesday, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And Thursday, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And today, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared. Holy smokes, wow. And first cleared, do that one again. Somebody has some mental stuff happening. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. There'd be a lot of worry, a lot of mental stress, and so that's cleared away now. So again, I'll give you maybe 15, 20 seconds to look at situations in your life, see how you sense them, and just see how your mind is working. Think of some thoughts, and if you're still in your heart center, those thoughts will be out of your chest cavity here, not in your head. So see you back in a short time here. Okay, Sylvia, how was that?
Oh, that's just absolutely wonderful. You know, it's such a privilege to have that done and to be able to look upon the past and just have complete peace with it and not be, feeling upset or worried or anything like that, and just to be in that space of peace is just great. So thank you so much. Let's see, what do we have on the fast chat? Okay, we have a request for an ego clearing.
Boy, what do I do for that one here? Let's. I guess that's probably how your ego self might be the mental body is actually affecting you, running your life. Kind of difficult to discern that here, so let me just, we'll do a clearing on that for today and just see how people feel.
Okay.
Well, this will be something that's running your life, and it could even be entities, okay, which could be called the ego also. Remember, if it's not you running your life, then what is, okay? So there could be many things there involved. So here we go. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. In the light chip's philosophy, there's no such thing as a higher self or a lower self. It's just your spirit. All the rest of it is a way to dilute your energy. So you think that you're not in control. And actually being not in control of your life is a consciousness that is not yours. And the ego portion is probably more like the mental body. So it gets to be a little different doing healings with the different type of languaging that is down here. Because all they see is pure spirit. So I have to sort of discern and figure out, kind of what you're talking about a little bit here. Because there's no such thing as a higher self, because that's actually you too. And so it's all that's here is you. What I will do is a parallel life clearing, and that will help people get back into the present moment here. So we'll just take on 10 of these parallel lives. There could be hundreds, if not thousands, of these that you go into. So this will be like a drop in the bucket, but it will help you out so you can actually feel a change in your body. And this clearing and the planetary clearing, remember your horoscope, how the dark side is controlling you through the planets are two healings that everyone on this earth should have, along with the emotional healing. Very, very important. So the parallel life one is how your spirit is taken out of this reality going into an artificial intelligent earth and artificial intelligent bodies. You could call them clones of yourself. And your spirit's over there doing its work protecting and trying to work with creativity in these bodies. And naturally, since it's mimicked after the earth, it's another maybe, you know, 1,000 lifetimes that you're living at once of trauma. And they live off your emotional energy. They get the horsepower, the gas, we'll say, to run these bodies from your spirit. This is why you wake up some days and you go, man, I didn't rest at all last night. I was feeling really exhausted. It's because your poor spirit didn't have a chance to recharge up. And it's there doing all this work in these artificial intelligent bodies, captured by the dark side in a different universe, and you don't have healing the next day. And so what I'd like you to do is just to think of a physical condition, a problem that you're dealing with. It could also be mental or anything like that. Remember, anything happens on the dark side energies too, in these artificial intelligent bodies that you're in. And it brings the stuff back to you, and it could even bring back tons of entities to you also. So I look at that one and I go, oh God, what next, you know? And here we go. First planet body to be released here. So here we go. Number 10, cleared, disconnected, 9, disconnected, 8, disconnected, 7, disconnected, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, take about 15 seconds here and just see how you feel. And you should feel some kind of relief from these energies that your spirit now came back with and it got healed, and now it's coming back to you whole and complete. And we have a request to do a centuries clearing. So this is like a past life, a very nice clearing. When I do this for people, I go back to when they first incarnated on this planet with their spirit, when it came in to do its first lifetime. And most people incarnate probably between 20 to maybe 40,000 years, something like that. I've been back to, I don't know, 85,000 or so. So it's quite a long time to be trapped here. So here we go. We're going to do a sensory clearing. So this is very beneficial. So you may actually feel this here. And this will be your most recent lifetimes. And I'll go back to the 1500s. So we're going to go from 2000 to current. So we'll use the chakras again. So 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, 1900s, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, 1800s, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, 1700s, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, 1600s, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 6th, boy, that's a rough one, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. People had some stuff there. 1500, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, and 1st cleared. And again, just look at situations that you may have had in this lifetime. Remember, who you are is your past lives. Remember, you're a walking judgment factory, so to speak. And everything that your ancestors thought that was not in pure love energy, which means that it was in judgment, it got stored in their bodies, and that got passed on to the next generation. And naturally, you're totality of all of those lifetimes. And I'm doing a brand new clearing where we go back between 7 to 12 generations to clear away a lot of these densities, focusing on them a little more than we do with the sensory clearing, and it goes a lot deeper. So take a look and see how these years have felt and what they've done for you, negative or positive. You probably can feel energies leaving your body now. from the 1500s to now and just contemplate and just see what you pick up. And see you back in about 15 seconds here. Okay, Sylvia, back to you.
Okay, all righty. Well, let's see, we had a request for if we could be brought into the now. So I was recalling, maybe 6 months ago or so, you had the Lightship help people who were kind of in the past, you know, maybe over the last couple of weeks, who were kind of stuck in the past, bring them forward, and anybody whose energy was projected out into the future instead of being in the now, I kind of bring them back to the present. Does that sound like something good for tonight?
Sure. Remember, when you go into the future, you're being caught into your horoscope, okay? So that's the planetary energy sucking you into the future. And that you don't want to do because the future isn't created yet, but it is created in the dark side. So I'll just kind of explain that. If you have a reading from someone, and maybe they tell you, man, I'm seeing an event happening to you, so be very cautious in the next week because you have a possibility of having a car accident. Well, that's really great information for you. Nothing's wrong with having the reading. And so what's happening is this practitioner who you go to, they're actually reading your dark side horoscope script, but it's more fine-tuned, and they're actually seeing how the dark side is mind-controlling you to have a car accident. So when you have that awareness, you can change your life by understanding what's going to be happening because you're being directed in that direction of energy. Remember, the light only works in the now, so the light would never cause you to have a car wreck because you have your conscious choice and you only work in the present moment. So what we're going to do is I'm going to put everybody, I always bring you back to the moment here. So I'm just going to try something a little different. I'm going to bring you back into the past 6 months ago. And that's easy to do because the past is already here. And we have patterns that we have worked with and probably hopefully have been out of in the past. Do you understand what we're doing, Sylvia? Can you comment on that a little bit? Do you see where I'm going with this here? So what I want to do is have people experience who they used to be. And if you've been on this show for the last 6 months, you're going to be able to see how much you've actually grown spiritually by the Lightship helping you. So can you elaborate on that a little bit more?
Well, I think that's a great way to sample that, to actually be able to feel your own energy as it was 6 months ago, and then that should make it, I think, even more able to be, you know, experienced when we come to the now and to really feel the difference between those two things. So that's great.
Okay, so if you choose to do this, you can. So we're going to go back 6 months from now, and we're going to go back now to this energy and put you into the 6 months' time. So I'll count to 10, and you're going to be where you were 6 months ago. If it happened to be a traumatic event for you, I would not recommend going there, okay? So ask your spirit. In fact, I'll give you about 15 seconds to decide if that feels okay to you or not, okay? This is only for the ones who actually want to feel how much they have grown spiritually so they can do a sample and to look at themselves to see where they are, you know, by comparison of energies. Okay, so if you wish to do that, we'll move you back 6 months. And here we go. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There, now your energy is 6 months ago. For myself, it feels a heavier energy. How do you feel? The energy around me feels heavier. How do you feel, Sylvia?
Yeah, I felt that way, and I actually felt energy like in my head where I wouldn't feel that now. That's very interesting.
And now we're going to bring you back into this present moment. So this is for people who have lived in the past, and we'll just bring you up month by month. So 6 months to 5 months. There we go. We're moving right now. Good. 5 to 4. Good. 4 to 3. Good. 3 to 2. Good. And 2 to 1. Good. And from 1 to this present moment. Here we are right now. And then we have people who live in the future. So that type of person would be one who maybe has seen how bad life is here and they want to make it better, so they want to live in the future. Typically, that they want to get out of this reality thinking that the future is going to be better for them. Maybe they're trying to plant maybe seeds of abundance or something, using that terminology, so that you can go out to the future and use the mind-controlling energies to bring something better into your life. That's one way of looking at it. I don't recommend doing that, but a lot of people do that, and that can be a trap in itself here. So I'm going to bring you back now. Remember, all your power is in the now. Here we go. We'll go 6 months from the future, so 6 months back to the 5th, good. 5th to the 4th, good. 4th to the 3rd, good. 3rd to the 2nd, and 2nd to the 1st, and now we're going right to now, 1st through this very moment. Great. Okay. So here we go. Take a look at the situations, see how you feel, to be in the now, and I'll be back in about 15 seconds again. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, I just noticed our time, so we have just a couple of minutes left. So what shall we do in that little bit of time there?
Well, since it's Friday, let's bring in some peace energy for everyone through the light beam.
Oh, that sounds great.
Well, this will be our energy for today to help you out to feel better here, and we'll also take off the mind control around you at the same time. So I'll count to 10. I'll count to 10 to get rid of the mind control energies. This energy includes the EMF energies around you. It could be from your lights in your room, from your TV, radio, cell phone towers, etc. So here we go. Count to 10. It'll be released for you. It'll probably be released for probably about a half an hour. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we're going to bring in the peace energy through the light beam. And again, open up your heart and allow this energy to flow through you here and connect to you. So here we go. And here comes this divine peace energy. Great. Yeah, it's coming in. Very, very nice. And more is coming. Okay. How's that, Sylvia?
That's wonderful. Very, very nice. Very strong.
Yep. So just kind of kick back and relax. The light beam will be activated for the next half an hour. Just leave her on your monitor screen and enjoy this wonderful energy to come into your room. And have like a little spiritual vacation here, enjoying the love energy of who you really are. Remember, the divine is made up of the 12 energies, and you're part of those 12 energies. Each one of those made you. So whenever we bring any energies in here, they all contain the 12 energies of creation. And then you're able to resonate with that and feel the oneness of who you really are with yourself. So I guess we'll just say blessings to all of you tonight. And tomorrow is Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. So we go into the Light Ship tomorrow, probably for about 20 minutes, and you're able to experience the light beams and some of their healing modalities. So I'll just sign off here and say blessings to all of you, and I want to thank all the people that are doing sessions with me, and also the ones who actually sent personal donations to keep this radio program on the airwaves here, because it does cost me money out of my own pocket to do that. So thank you all for sending me your donations, because it's greatly appreciated, and this allows the ones that cannot afford to pay anything a way to actually get spiritual information that would be free to them. So I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, blessings, everyone. Enjoy this beautiful energy, and we'll see you tomorrow at 9 p.m. Pacific. And until then, just stay heart-centered and in spirit, and we'll see you then. Good night, everyone.
Good night.